I met an old friend, Colin McElwain, who used to be at Nature, but now you've joined who?
Research Fortnite, a science policy newsletter.
Yeah, the reason I bailed you up, you saw the spider as well, didn't you? What did you make of it?
Oh, I thought it was extraordinary. It was just incredible to see the public's imagination so grasped by this device and to witness tens of thousands of people running about Liverpool all weekend chasing it with their kids and everything like that. I'd never seen anything like it.
Yeah, when I came out of Lime Street Station, I arrived to see what looked like 500,000 people staring up into the sky. And there on the side of a building that's going to be torn down, I think, there was the spider. It's huge, isn't it?
It's absolutely huge. And when it walks, it's 60 or 70 feet high, I would say, and just about as wide as that. And all the people, the crowds have to be cleared out of the front of it as it goes along the street. Mechanical intricacy of it is incredible to behold.
You can ride on it. There were people on it too, up the building, weren't
there? Yeah, there must be. There's about 20 staff who are on it at any given time. It also spits all the time, hosing down water on people as they go by. It really is amazing. But the thing that's unprecedented about it is the extent to which the city is intrigued about it. Everybody is talking about it, taxi drivers and hotel staff and everybody on the street trying to figure out when it's going to move. I've just never known anything like that with regard to a work of art.
No.
Have you?
Who puts it on?
I think the artist came here as part of the European City of Culture event. But of course, Liverpool is a very warm and friendly city anyway. It's a very, very communal city for such a big city. And therefore, it's become like this big community thing and everybody's out there seeing it. It's quite fun to behold.
What's a fortnightly publication that you're involved in?
Research Fortnite covers research policy questions, what the government's up to and who's shafting whom, that kind of thing. We do that in some detail for senior people at universities who like to read about that kind of stuff.
Well, Sir Rowland was just saying that David King said vis-a-vis the Hadron Collider that perhaps we should concentrate as much on real big issues that we need to solve, like climate and food and those sorts of things, rather than so much on these basic questions. Do you think there is a straightforward choice like that?
Yeah, I do actually. In fact, we're writing an editorial about that, supporting what he said in that particular regard, because there's a sense that the particle physicists have had an awful lot of resources and there may be more pertinent things that need to be done now. I think there's a lot of hype about the LHC starting up. It is a fact, I think, that there won't be another machine like that. But we have to realise that the actual fruits of this kind of activity, you're going to get diminishing returns, because the money involved to create meaningfully higher level of energy is just unthinkable, and therefore people are going to have to turn to a different set of problems. You got to remember that CERN was set up in the first place because of the Cold War and the extent to which people held nuclear and particle physics in awe in the 1950s and 1960s. Well, these days I think there are different problems that people are a little bit more concerned with.
Mind you, they did say, someone from Hadron Collider did say that per capita it works out at one beer per person per year in terms of cost.
Does that take into account the fact that none of the staff there pay any tax, or is that assuming that they do? I'm not quite sure. You get half the cost if they started paying their taxes, I think would be one thing.
Good to meet you again. Thank you.
Hi, nice to see you too, Robert.
Colin McElwain.
You've been listening to another ABC Radio National podcast. ABC Radio National, on air and online, with many of our programs available as podcasts or MP3 downloads. All the details at abc.net.au/rn/podcast.